And reading this little story this morning from, again, from the Gospel of Luke. Now, on his way to Jerusalem, Jesus traveled along the border between Samaria and Galilee. As he was going into a village, 10 men who had leprosy met him. They stood at a distance and called out in a loud voice, "Jesus, Master, have pity on us." When he saw them, he said, "Go show yourselves to the priests." And as they went, they were cleansed. One of them, when he saw he was healed, came back, praising God in a loud voice. He threw himself at Jesus' feet and thanked him. And he was a Samaritan. Jesus asked, "Were not all 10 cleansed? Where are the other 9? Has no one returned to give praise to God except this foreigner?" Then he said to him, "Rise up and go. Your faith has made you well." Through these words, God's voice is heard. Let us pray. Gracious God, as we come this morning in a spirit of gratitude, it's sad that we find ourselves, especially on one day of the year, focusing on all of the things that bring meaning to our lives. Instill within us, O God, on a regular basis, on a daily basis, and not just once a day, but all day long, gratitude for all of the amazing things that we enjoy in life, and gratitude for your love and grace. In Jesus' name we ask it. Amen. I know most of you don't know I have a grandson because I never talk about him. I have a very happy grandson. I call him happy. People tell me he is well behaved. I actually don't even think he knows yet what it means to behave or misbehave. I just think he's a very happy child, and we're grateful for that. But we are trying to teach him some basic social graces that I think will serve him well in life. He's learning that mealtime is a happy time, not just to enjoy food, but to enjoy the company of the people around you. Oh, he's learning little things like you wipe your mouth on a lovely cloth napkin and not on your sleeve if you want to sit at Nana's table. He's learning to teach his Nana not to say bad words when she gets angry at other drivers. But maybe most importantly, he's learning to say please and thank you. We want him to learn now that nothing should be taken for granted in life. He shouldn't expect that everything will just be given to him. Because, you know, we live in a society where children who live in wealthy homes enjoy a lot of luxuries. We want him to know that you can't have everything you want in life. And when you are afforded a special treat, please and thank you are important words. And all of that is right and good. But it occurred to me to ask myself this week, do we actually hold ourselves as adults to such high standards as well? In our interactions with those closest to us, do we always remember those two important words? Or do we sometimes dispense with niceties when we know someone too well? Do we take for granted the meals on the table, the driveway shoveled, the everyday things other people do for us? It's amazing, actually, how as we age, we sometimes forget the lessons that we've been taught in our youth. And perhaps especially in terms of our relationship with God. 10 lepers approach Jesus from a distance, of course, and ask for healing, for relief from the disease that has not only ravaged their bodies but isolated them from their community. And he sends them off to the temple priest, which is where they should rightly go to confirm a healing. But en route, they discover they are already healed, and only one returns to give thanks. And that one, a Samaritan. Not one of the inner circle, not one who you would think might be inclined to give thanks. And it's interesting, actually, this is not the only time we find Jesus in a space where you might expect him to cross paths with Samaritans, to travel where the tension between ethnic and religious differences might be palpable. He chooses to travel along the border between Samaria and Galilee. He's not cutting cross-country, avoiding the Samaritans. He's traveling right on the border. Almost like he's okay to have these occasional encounters with the ones others might avoid. Almost like he's wanting to create yet one more story that will end up with the outsider, the most likely person, being the good guy. Because sometimes, you know, the ones who should be grateful are the ones who just take it all for granted. They just lap up their good fortune like it should be set before them, served up on a silver platter, because they're entitled. They're spoiled. They're used to being pampered. And then they set their sights on the next acquisition that they feel they deserve because they work hard. They live surrounded by wealth and privilege, and so they must deserve it too. Now listen, I don't think that any of us are truly ungrateful for the things we enjoy in life. We know we've got it good, don't we? Living in a beautiful town with beautiful seasonal floral displays on the street that I can't help but think would lift one or two families out of poverty for a season if we spent our money elsewhere. We know how spoiled we are when we can walk to the lake with our Starbucks and have all of the shops we need on our main street. But does our gratitude really reflect the reality that all that we have not just because we've worked hard, not because God has deemed us more worthy than others, but simply because it was our extremely good fortune to be born in this country, to be born into families that were able to feed and clothe and school us and set us on the road to prosperity? Does our gratitude reflect the depth of the good fortune that we know separates us from so many in our world and in our community who are equally as deserving of all of the good things we enjoy. And here's an interesting question. Do we ever walk those border areas? You know, the routes that Jesus often took that allowed him to interact with ones who aren't the fortunate ones, who aren't the most likely to be appreciated, included, integrated. Do we ever take those routes? Or do we always take the safe route, where we'll always be among friends, among the ones who look like us, who talk like us, who dress like us, who worship like us? Do we ever risk being among the ones who strangely enough, might surprise us with their gratitude, their openness, their understanding? I've been cat-sitting this week. No big deal, really. Once they came out from under the tub on day two, and once I removed all of the furniture, the rugs, and the breakables on my first floor, except for one small couch, and that safely covered in a blanket, we became friends. I'm not really good at cleaning the litter box, and I despise the smell of wet cat food, but we've survived. But as I was cleaning off the kitchen table yesterday, I reread the card that my friend left for me when she dropped off the cats. Sheila, thank you for the talks, the texts, the laughs, the swims, the sunbathing, and for knowing my cats are in good hands. I have to admit, I cried when I first read that note, and I shed a few tears when I read it again yesterday, mostly because it was a thank you for things in life that we all take for granted. The listening ear, the healing laughter which brings us closer to sanity again when we're not sure if we've lost it completely. The meals shared, the mutual support, the everyday gifts of friendship for which we don't often receive a vote of thanks. Those nine lepers, you know, if we were them, we would probably have been running full speed ahead to find the families from which we had been ostracized during our illness. We would have been overjoyed to tell our friends we could once more be included in social activities. And probably only when our feet landed on the ground again would we have remembered where to turn to give thanks for our good fortune. We wouldn't have totally forgotten. We would have landed back at Jesus' feet eventually, I'm sure. So let's not walk away from this reading today feeling like the bad guys. Let's not be crippled by guilt because guilt is crippling. Let's simply acknowledge the fact that sometimes we're a little slow to turn to the one from whom we derive our spiritual strength to both survive the bad times and to soak up the good. Let's remember to give thanks in all times and in all places for the good fortune which is ours. Thanks to our God, who is the source of our strength and joy and courage. Please and thank you know, are not just words for little ones. And let's also think carefully about the pathways we might choose in life that might take us away from the safety and security of the known. Let's think about routes that might better encourage us to mingle with others, to mingle with those outside of our usual social circles. Because we just might be surprised by the ones we meet. Like Jesus, we might actually find faith and gratitude in the most unlikely and unexpected places.